William Morrow and Harper Audio present Prime Deceptions, a novel by Valerie Valdez, performed by Almarie Guerra. Chapter 1. Kick the Puppies. Captain Eva Innocente ran through the snow, trying to ignore that her pants were on fire. It wasn't actually snow so much as a highly flammable form of crystalline methane precipitating peacefully from the sky of the aptly named planet, Kemma. She also wasn't actually running, more of an aggressive hopple that wanted very badly to be a run. But her left grav boot was randomly malfunctioning and sticking her to the ground. So she kept having to send a deactivation command through her comlink to get moving again. Her pants were definitely on fire, though, blue and magenta because of the methane. Her spacesuit protected her from burns, or she would have been more worried about it. And while it would have been funny to note that the fire started immediately after she lied to someone, at the moment she was focused on not getting shot by that person and his accomplices, who were chasing her. Eva darted behind a rock formation as a bolt of plasma seared past her head. She would have loved to get her own pistol out, but she needed both hands to carry the package she'd gone to Kemma to steal. Well, steal back, since it had been stolen in the first place. Regardless, she had no hands with which to defend herself, so she had to rely on others. Help! She pinged at Vakar, who was supposed to be providing cover fire. Her Quenian partner was much faster than she was, given his functioning boots and longer, back-bending legs. She'd lost track of him in the snow, which in her immediate vicinity was now falling in tiny blue flames as the bits stuck to her legs burned higher and brighter. The air around her shimmered with heat, and she was glad her nose was protected by the bubble of her ISO helmet, because she was sure it smelled like spicy farts outside. No answer from Vakar, either because of weather interference or because the Blue Hounder mercenaries behind her had signal scramblers. The dog-like bipedal Truateg definitely had expensive plasma rifles, no doubt courtesy of their suppliers at the fridge. Working for an intergalactic crime syndicate had its perks, which Eva was a little salty about. Why did the bad guys always get better stuff than she did? A shot tore through the air so fast it left a trail of blazing purple-blue, coming from in front of her instead of behind. Either she'd been flanked, or... A second later, the sonic boom reached her, and Eva grinned. Unless the mercs had added sniper rifles to their arsenal, that was definitely pink. And if her co-captain had arrived, that meant La Sirena Negra couldn't be far behind. Eva darted from behind her cover toward another rocky pillar, lurching forward and cagando en la mierda every time her grav boots stuck. The methane-fueled fire was up to her chest now, making visibility even more difficult. She shifted the package so most of its weight was on her right side. The damn thing was heavy and bulky, and she hadn't expected to be carrying it while running and being shot at. Another plasma bolt narrowly avoided her, sizzling against the rock as she ducked behind it. She thanked the Virgin these mercs weren't better shots, though, come to think of it, that was a little odd. People who got paid to shoot things to death tended to be pretty good at it, or they didn't get paid for long, unless they were hurting her. The click whine of a rifle being armed next to her head made her freeze, as much as it was possible to freeze while on fire.
Give back the cargo,
the merc said. His voice came through her translators as whiny, despite his broad, jowly features and beady eyes.
Wasn't yours in the first place, mijo,
Eva said. Why hadn't he shot her already?
Who?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?